Well, I don't know. Certainly some of the reports that I get from staff are that they are trying to work with the station as a whole and trying to do the best they can to improve things, not always getting good cooperation, but I think they are trying.
Kim, Arlene, does your programmers at KPF in L.A., do they pitch during non-fund drive time? Like, do they have a... maybe after 15 minutes or maybe twice during the program, 1 hour, tell them that it depends on you, the public, to donate money. And you can donate money at any time. And then another pitch, oh, thank you for donating so much money last week or something. I mean, do we have to wait for fund drive? I just think this is a bad idea. People get the idea that we only ask for money when they need it. And when they don't ask for money, then, oh, they don't need it.
No, nobody cares about the station unless they're forced to do that. And
then they don't know how bad of trouble we're in.
Look, the management won't even talk about how bad a trouble we're in. So why should anybody else know? I know because I've made it my business to know. You know, this is the big white elephant in the room here that people want to pretend isn't really happening. So don't talk to me, Nancy. I mean, I have actually been talking to Alan Minsky that, you know, it's all very nice, the nice programs he's put on, but he better think of some good, innovative fund drive programming. Otherwise, all these new programs just aren't going to matter at all. And, he's, you know, why would he listen to me? So, you know...
Well, we have to, the program council has to make a joint creative letter to tell all the staffers we have to promote our other shows, and we have to, each other's shows, let's say like that. We have to come in and do a little promo card, and don't just do the same one over and over. I mean, creative, give them some ideas, and applaud their points, their strong points, and get them, encourage them to. That's what I'm trying to do now. I mean, I want them to at least make a promo card for their own show. We don't have hardly any. And then waiting for fund drive is the wrong thing. We should be, now they're saying, well, you can always tip the tip jar, and then it's anonymous, and then I guess that's all right, but I never hear them say thank you for what you somebody, oh yeah, one lady said, yeah, thank you, somebody tipped in $180 last week in the tip jar, thank you very, it was our election captain. She asked all the candidates on the show to give a pitch, and somebody tipped us during that. Well, that was nice, but I mean, we should be doing some pitching every day instead of just on fund drive, right? Does everybody think so?
You should take it to the outreach committee.
Look, it's 7 o'clock. I don't know how long this call is supposed to last, but I actually really need to get over to the station to get to a GM search meeting. So
that's extremely important. I urge you to go.
I am the one as cranky as I seem on this call. I am doubly cranky on that committee.
Thank you, Kim. I appreciate it.
Yes, I know.
Kim,
because I've had a lot of trouble getting information from that committee, so thank you.
Kim,
before you leave, though, I wanted to reiterate these two points. We need, in order for a program council to work, we need to have a criteria for establishing its makeup, and also a criteria for evaluating programming. And so I think if you would, if we could get what KPFK is working on, maybe we could...
We're not working on anything. I'm telling you, this
in
is the most dysfunctional programming committee I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, okay.
People, all they want is communist program 24 hours a day.
Communist, okay.
I mean, that's how they... In other words, all they care about is promoting their political agenda program. They don't care about this. I can't even go to that meeting anymore. It's crazy. It's just a waste of time.
Okay, well, that's your opinion. But what we need to do is establish a way of evaluating programming according to an objective form. So that
Leslie Bradford sent around some, like, one of these things, like at the beginning, you know, it's in my files. It's so complicated, it's beyond even beginning to, like, even figure out how to use it. It's been up for discussion, you know, on this committee. We can waste some time doing that if you want next time. It's up to you. But, you know, it is a place to start if you want to do that. As Arlene said, it's pointless until we get DMs and all that stuff.
Well, I mean, if we need something in place, so we need to work as a group in order to perform this function.
I think what they
we
have
all have
case
opinions,
case,
but
I like
to find is worth looking at. Okay, that's my feelings on the subject.
The one at KPFA sounds better than the one that we have here, because that at least functioned at some point in time. Ours has not functioned at all, ever.
Right, ours at KPFT seems to be unfunctional, too, as they don't evaluate programming.
Yeah.
Well, this is Sasha again. I mean, one of the things that I can tell you is when we are there, we will obviously be gathering old documents from Tracy and so forth in order to put together a new program council, which will, you know, be making their own decisions as to whether they want to use policies and documents and, you know, ways of doing things as, you know, based on what the former program council did or not. We're sort of in election season here. We're in station cut season. We're in fund drive and so forth. So I don't want to say, hey, I'll get that to you next week because I know Tracy doesn't have the time to deal with
it.
Oh,
yeah, I understand.
Coming from her. But when we do, you know, we have to gather it for the purposes of KPFA. I will be, you know, very glad to pass that on to the committee.
Oh, wonderful.
That would be so helpful.
Yeah.
Before we adjourn, could we just have Jim do a quick update on the status of AudioPort?
That would be fine with me. And if you could, number one, define what it is. And also, before we, I would like to say something about the One Nation for a minute before we leave, too.
Good.
Jim, are you there?
Oh, no. Jim is...
I don't think he's there.
Jim, are you there?
I guess not.
I think we may have lost Jim. Okay. Audio port next time.
Do you know what the status is, Arlene?
I know that the programming is largely finished. I know that we have a draft of the directions, and I have a follow-up call with the people involved tomorrow, so I can give you a call after I have more information, Ifia.
Oh, Arlene, what is AudioPort?
AudioPort is a place where programmers that are part of the Pacifica family, which means either affiliates or have made arrangements to be a part of Pacifica in some way, can post programs that other people can, who are also part of that same family, can pick up and use on their stations. And, you know, a number of our stations, some of our stations actually, that's how they, in fact, many of our affiliate stations, that's how they access Democracy Now! And some of the other regular programming. But there are other programs that are not hosted by necessarily Pacifica stations, but rather by some of the affiliates or people that are associated with some of the affiliates that are posted. Some of them are regular daily programs, some of them are weekly programs, and some of them are occasional specials. And it's managed by Ursula Rudenberg, who's our affiliate coordinator.
Point of information, please. Do you know what the delay would be for Democracy Now! To get it off of AudioPort? Do you have an hour or two delay? It's not live, correct?
You can get it live.
You can get it live.
On AudioPort? Or off the computer?
Yeah.
Streaming?
Streaming. You get it streaming. AudioPort is a stored database system.
Okay. Thank you.
Are we finished with AudioPort?
I think so.
If Arlene has said everything she knows, then we're finished, because
yeah.
I have one thing to say.
You know, Arlene, Democracy Now, we did not pay for 6 months, Amy and her crew, and, if she were to go to NPR, we would be sunk here at KPFT, and I bet everybody else.
NPR does not want her, and I'm in constant contact with Amy, so we are working together on that.
Oh, we need to pay her because I would
I know.
I know she has obligations to her staff, and I would hate to, if we lost that,
She's not, fortunately, in arrears on her bills, and so we're working together. And we're working on a plan to move forward so that we will catch up.
Maybe we should promote her book. she just wrote a book, didn't she? About all the...
She has several books out there.
Oh, several books. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I think most of our stations do use them as thank you gifts during their fund drives.
Oh, we don't.
Part of
no, Amy uses them herself on fund drives. Amy does quite well using our stuff for her fund drive, you know.
I mean, I've had a number of conversations with Amy this year, and the last conversation that I had with her directly in person, she followed up by saying, "Arlene, I know, and I need you to do everything you can to get a, you know, to begin a payment plan. But the most important thing is keeping Pacifica going. So keep going in the direction you're going." I have had some conversation just today, actually. With her staff, because we do have two or three stations that have not paid for their thank you gifts, and that we do have to rectify.
Uh-huh.
And so Laverne and I are working on that to get that straightened out.
I see. Okay. Sasha at Berkeley, my prayers go with you to Berkeley.
Thank you.
Y'all are in big trouble, but you gotta make it through. I mean, if you don't, we're all sunk.
Oh,
we all got to make it through.
We're going to make it through.
Okay, let's
look,
let's
folks, before
that.
We leave, I'd just like to put in a pitch. I purposely, I sent Arlene a bunch of documents today that have a list of One Nation spokespeople that the various stations can interview. It has... you know, like resource materials on what One Nation is about. It has, like audio, especially a lot of audio PSAs and some written PSAs. And so I just like to encourage, like, y'all to, maybe you could talk to the folks at your individual stations and try to interest, be it the public affairs person or whoever.
Uh-huh.
You know, to run some of that stuff.
Okay, and then what do we tell them to look at first?
Which one to look at first? You mean? Oh, amongst all of those different materials?
Yes. Where do you find all these different materials?
I sent them all. I sent them to address to Arlene, but with a copy to the entire committee.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah,
sorry,
today,
it's a series.
It's a series of emails that have a few on each email. I didn't want to put too many so that we don't take a chance on bouncing.
Okay, so I will get this and then show it to some of our public affairs programs to mention, to talk and to look at it. Maybe they can if they can have a telephone contact number to call somebody.
And that information is in there as well. The communications, but there's two. There's the name and email and telephone numbers for two communications people that they can talk to. And hopefully by tomorrow I'll have a list of local events. You know, and I'm going to take for granted that somewhere close to Houston and Berkeley and Los Angeles, there's going to be some kind of related events going on, and I think that's the way to, hook the station into One Nation.
Yes.
We can't really expect people to be excited about, you know, what goes on in D.C. Obviously, that's interesting to me. But You know?
Well, it is also a national event, so I think that there are people that are interested in it just because it is a national event.
That's
too.
True.
Well, people be happy there is such an event for such
exactly.
A...
yeah, exactly. Instead of listening to Glenn Beck and Sarah Palin, but you know, as an added hook, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, and also to help promote those locally. The bottom line is to promote those local actions. Yeah.
Well, I know we have.
Okay, I will get some word out to everyone tomorrow on what I find out. So.
Well, I really appreciate it, Arlene.
Thank you. Sorry.
And Sasha's going to help us with old documents when she has time after a fun drive, right?
Okay, good.
Oh, good. Okay. Good.
Excellent.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Have a good evening.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.